Well, pull up a chair and sit down, partner. Let me tell you what this here website is all about. But first, let me tell you a little about yours truly. I am the drug war philosopher and founder of Abolishthedia. Calm. One Ballard Quass by name. I am not a board-certified philosopher, but I am a lover of wisdom, and so I make so bold as to use the appellation. Last time I checked, it had not been trademarked. If it makes you feel any better, though, I was offered a job as a TA in the philosophy department of Virginia Commonwealth University back in 1989, but I turned it down. I did not realize at the time that by so doing, I was giving my ideological opponents of the future an excuse to pretend that I did not exist. Truth be told, however, my lack of tenure actually makes me more of a philosopher than my board-certified counterparts. Why? Because I am able to speak truths that they could only speak on pain of losing their jobs. Take the subject of laughing gas, for instance. The FDA recently decided that they were going to regulate that substance as a drug. Now, as a philosopher, I knew that it was the use of laughing gas, nitrous oxide, that had inspired the ontology of William James. I knew, moreover, that James had conjured us as philosophers to study the effects of such substances in the varieties of religious experience. No account of the universe in its totality can be final, wrote James, which leaves these other forms of consciousness quite disregarded. So I was appalled at the FDA's efforts to treat N2O as a drug and so make it even less available to the public than it already was. But guess what happened when I tried to alert board-certified philosophers to this pending injustice? Not one of them responded. Not one. You would have thought that at least the Harvard philosophers would have been up in arms, since James founded the Harvard Psychology Department, but not a bit of it. So I tried my luck across the pond and wrote individual letters on this subject to every single philosopher at Oxford University, every single one of them, and not one of them responded. Not one. And so when the FDA called for public comment on their attempts to demonize laughing gas, I was the only philosopher in the entire world who wrote in to protest the proposed action in the name of academic liberty. And so it seems to me that my outsider status is a plus, not a negative. Why do I care? I'm so glad that you probably asked. You see, I am a 66-year-old chronic depressive who realized 5 years ago that the drug war had been depriving me of godsend medicine for a lifetime, and that it had shunted me off instead onto dependence causing big pharma drugs. Drugs for which dependence indeed was a feature, not a bug. So I determined to track down the premises upon which such an inhumane policy was based, and to expose the false assumptions that seemed to justify it in the minds of the masses. In other words, I decided to approach the subject of the drug war and substance prohibition from a philosophical point of view. I soon realized that the injustices of the drug war were hidden in plain sight everywhere, but that I had been brainwashed by drug war ideology not to see them. Take laughing gas again, for instance. In a sane world, nitrous oxide would be made available to the suicidal in portable kits, in the same way that we give EpiPens to those with severe allergies. In fact, I soon realized that any pick-me-up substance could be used as an antidepressant, or at least as one part of a mood-elevating protocol. And yet the DEA scheduling system tells me that such drugs have no positive uses whatsoever. This despite the fact that some of these substances had inspired entire religions in the past and were considered panaceas by all ancient physicians. Clearly, some false assumptions were at play here that no one was acknowledging, and that is where